I'm on the phone today with U.S. Senator Tina Smith. Now, Senator Smith has been a frequent guest on calling in for us. But what's going on this week at the Capitol, Senator?
Well, what I wanted to do is to tell you about legislation that I'm introducing that I'm really excited about. And what it does is it gets at the of workers that we have around Minnesota and around the country. On the one hand, I'm talking to businesses that are telling me they're having a terrible time finding people that have the training and the skills that they need. And on the other hand, I'm talking to students that are saying, wait, I didn't even know about what those opportunities were in, you know, advanced manufacturing or agriculture, forestry, healthcare, IT. And so what my bill is going to do is to help businesses, local businesses and local school districts create partnerships so that we can get better training, opportunities for apprenticeships, on-the-job training, and even paid internships for students. And we're going to work really hard to get that passed, I hope, in the next few months.
Well, we have something very similar to that right here in Bemidji with our high school's career academies, where they have partnered with a lot of manufacturers in high-demand fields to kind of give these students a glance in at what these careers are like. Is that the sort of model that you'll be using for this legislation, or will districts and schools and manufacturers be able to kind of make their own with what works in their community?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, that kind of career academy is exactly the model that we want to help support. It's a great example of how you create that opportunity for students to really get a firsthand understanding about what these jobs might be like and get some training and make those early connections between businesses. And not every community has that kind of opportunity. So that's exactly the kind of thing that we would be supporting. But I also want to say that one of the things that I think is important is the federal government wouldn't be coming in and saying to Bemidji, this is what you must do or you have to do it this way. It would be really saying, let us help you do what you know how to do best with funding to help support those kinds of efforts. And I learned about how important this was by talking to school districts and businesses in Bemidji and Brainerd and Moorhead and all over the state.
All right. So what else is happening, Senator Smith? I'm sorry, my brain is like all over the place today.
Well, what else is happening right now is we're working on a bunch of things here in Washington. I'm going to be heading back to Minnesota actually later today. We are doing a lot of the preliminary work for what I hope will be the successful passage of the American Jobs Plan, which would be a really transformational effort to support job creation, to support childcare in communities all across Minnesota and the country where we have another real shortage. This is the Biden-Harris plan that we're turning into legislation here on Capitol Hill. I've been working hard on several pieces of that, and we'll look forward to getting that going and passed during the course of what I hope will be this summer.
All right, and what sort of pieces to support childcare are there? I mean, as a mom who has a toddler who has been impacted, like going to work because I can't find childcare, what sort of things are going to be in that to support families and childcare providers?
Well, what we need to do is to just exactly as you say, we have a real shortage of childcare. And at the same time, we have especially family child care providers, just going out of business because they can't make it work. The numbers just don't add up anymore. In the American Rescue Plan, which we passed a few months ago, we included a huge amount of money to help those family child care providers and also child care centers have some resources so they could make improvements to their facility. They could help to pay people more. One of the things that happens is that child care providers don't make any money, really. And so it just the economics of those businesses don't work. And then moms like you don't have a place for your toddler to go as you're going back to work. And this is what's happening is a lot of women are actually not going back to work because they can't find a good place for their children. So the legislation that I'm working on would help to shore up child care systems, help to make it more affordable. And from the work that I'm doing, that would make a big difference. You know, we don't expect families to pay 100% of the cost of sending their third grader to third grade, yet we do expect them to pay 100% of the cost of childcare, which is just as important to the families and to the kids. And that's what we're trying to fix.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Senator Smith. Hope to catch you again soon.
See you soon. Thanks,
all right.
Marissa.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.